From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The top U.S. diplomat says there is now clarity for a path to Syrian peace talks. The U.S. and its Gulf allies have clarity on how to proceed on the initial steps in talks that could lead to a political transition in Syria, so says Secretary of State John Kerry. He commented from Riyadh Saturday following talks with Saudi officials and other members of the Gulf Cooperation Council.
One of the things we did today, which I think is really important, is we set up a clarity for how to proceed forward in the initial steps of the negotiations on Syria. And we are confident that with good initiative in the next day or so, those talks can get going.
Perhaps not. Syrian opposition groups meeting in Beirut say they hold the Syrian government and its Russian backers responsible for any failure in peace talks due to their ongoing crimes in Syria, including the besiegement and starvation of civilians. Those are all quotes. Although they affirm their support for the political process, the groups say it is impossible to begin the negotiating process without full implementation of Security Council resolutions pertaining to humanitarian issues. These groups include the Syrian National Coalition, the main Western-backed opposition group, as well as 44 rebel groups, including the powerful Saudi-backed Jaish al-Islam, or Army of Islam. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Iran for an official state visit, expected to see the two countries expand diplomatic relations and economic ties. President Xi is making his first trip to Iran by a Chinese president in 14 years, and he met with Iranian President Rouhani. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden told Turkey Saturday that the United States recognizes that the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, is as much a threat to Ankara as Islamic State militants are, even as Washington supports Kurdish forces fighting the jihadists in Iraq.
We do agree with you, Mr. Prime Minister, that in terms of their actions, Daesh and PKK and al-Nusra, there's no substance to this. They're terrorist groups. They're simply terrorist groups. And here in Turkey, they threaten and do harm and are of severe consequence to the interests of the people of Turkey. And we do recognize that.
Biden was in Istanbul for meetings with Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan ahead of efforts next week to begin those international talks on Syria's future. Militants from the Kurdistan Workers' Party have battled against the Turkish government for the past 30 years, fighting for autonomy for southeastern Turkey's Kurdish majority. The PKK also has actively fought against Islamic State militants in northern Iraq, aided by U.S. air support. Now, the U.S. does support a political settlement to end nearly 5 years in fighting in Syria, but the U.S. Vice President Biden said the United States is prepared, if that's not possible, to have a military solution to this operation and the taking out of Islamic State. Pakistan has put under arrest five suspects Saturday for the deadly attack on the Baka Khan University in Charasada that left at least 20 people dead, 18 of them students, two teachers. Speaking to reporters in Peshawar, military spokesman Asim Bajawa said the suspects are charged with facilitating the assault because they provided the attackers with shelter, transport, and weapons. Bajwa said that three other suspects, including two women, are still at large. They received training, he said, in Afghanistan and crossed over into Pakistan on the border between the two countries. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio has banned non-emergency travel in New York City after 2:30 p.m. local time. That is in about a half an hour, as a massive winter storm dumps more snow on the east coast of the United States, creating what forecasters say could be life-threatening blizzard conditions. Speaking hours before the travel ban goes into effect, de Blasio urged businesses to close. He added that people who do not get off the roads could face arrest. Storm Jonas, as it's being called by some, seriously impacted the mid-Atlantic and northeastern region Saturday, with nearly 60 centimeters of snow blanketing the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. From a very snowy Washington, I'm Ira Melman, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.